Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hi, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio from the Berrien Community Foundation. We have Lisa Cripps Downey here. How are you, Lisa?
Great, great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You have been involved with the Berrien Community Foundation for a while. And tell us, in case our listeners aren't quite familiar with what the Berrien Community Foundation does for the people here in our community. It's important, and what you guys do is great.
I think the Berrien Community Foundation, people may know us from our grants and our scholarships that we provide for Berrien County nonprofit organizations, but really the heart of the Berrien Community Foundation is helping the resources in our community meet the needs in our community, and finding a lot of ways to do that. And the other thing that we really do is work with people to help create their charitable giving legacy. And how do you want to be remembered in our community? How have you given, and how do you want to, either now or at life end, create that charitable giving legacy that lets us to continue to give forever in Berrien County.
Yeah. So you sound really passionate about what you do. You must really enjoy what you do, Lisa.
Absolutely. I have the best job ever.
Yeah.
I get to work with people who are passionate about our community, who want to give back, who are doing just such amazing things every day. That's what I get to do.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine a better job.
Yeah, you answered the question I was just about to ask you about what makes you get up in the morning. And I'm still going to ask it because you might have a little bit different response here. What makes you get up in the morning every day and go, I can't wait to do this? This is awesome.
I think it is the people that I get to work with and the things that we get to accomplish in our community. And some of those are... It's such a broad range, right? So one day we're working at something for the Humane Society and helping folks who are passionate about animals. Yeah. And the next we're working with an education fund and we're working with something for the environment. So there's so many people have so many different interests.
Yeah.
And we get to be a part of that, because when you're doing the giving that you want to do, you're making an impact where you want to make it.
Right. Right. Yeah, it seems like a very rewarding opportunity or a very rewarding job for you. It's challenging. Don't get me wrong. I totally
get that.
It
has its moments.
Yeah,
it does.
You know, every job has that. So thank you for what you do and what the Berrien Community Foundation does for our community. It's important work, and we're fortunate to have the services that you guys offer.
Thank you for letting us be here today.
Well, speaking of services and doing good things for the community, this is, we've had a story in the news about this. We've got the Frederick S. Upton Foundation grant to provide free hearing aids to low-income seniors. Boy, this is fantastic news, because hearing aids can be upwards of thousands of dollars. And
absolutely,
if you're a low-income senior, how do you even begin to cover the cost on something like this? So bring us up to speed about how this came to fruition. Who came up with this idea to try to put all this together? I mean...
So the Starkey Hearing Foundation, this really started with the Starkey Hearing Foundation and their tie to the Upton Foundation. We provided grants for Starkey Hearing Foundation. They do international missions.
Right.
And Dr. Jill Caseworm from Professional Hearing Services is on the board of Professional Hearing Services, or is on the board of Starkey Hearing Foundation.
Right.
And just having that tie, knowing that, yes, there are those needs in the world, everywhere, and Dr. Caseworm has gone all over the world.
She has.
On those missions. But there's a need here, too. And so Starkey Hearing Foundation applied to the Upton Foundation to bring this mission to Berrien County, and specifically for low-income seniors. Now, hearing aids aren't covered by Medicare and most other health insurances. That's something extra. And
I guess they don't think hearing is important. I don't know. You know?
And so what we brought in the Area Agency on Aging and asked some questions there. And the answer to, so what do you do if you don't have the money to buy hearing aids and you don't have the insurance isn't going to cover it? The answer is that you don't hear.
Yeah. And you miss out on so much. Hearing is so important. I mean, people say, you know, your senses, you know, your eyesight and your taste and your smell, and but hearing is right there with everything else, because, you know, as a grandparent, as a father, and a man who has I have three grandkids. Just being able to hear them and hear them laugh and giggle and talk and tell their stories that's important.
We had a woman who called the Barron Community Foundation. Yeah. They're calling to get the applications to do this. And she was just so excited because her dad, she had called and gotten the application and gotten it set up for her dad. And she just wanted to say thank you. She was so excited because he was going to hear his grandchildren say, "I love you, Papa."
Yeah.
And that was just that the thought of that he hadn't been able to, because he had, I think she said, 80% hearing loss.
Wow.
And if they weren't looking right at him, so he knew amazing ability to read lips.
Yeah.
He was going to actually hear it. And
for
that's
the first
pretty
time,
powerful.
Quite possibly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love stories like that. Talking with Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation, if you're just joining us, about the Frederick S. Upton Foundation grant to provide free hearing aids to low-income seniors. And Lisa, I want to get to, because we've got a deadline coming up here of how you can apply for these, which is coming up, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to back up a little bit more and just talk about once a senior turns in the form. So if you apply for this, then once a senior turns into form to get a hearing test and a fitting, there's going to be a hearing aid event coming up on June the 4th. Then can you kind of break that down for us?
Sure. So the process is there's some paperwork. It's actually very, very simple. And
okay.
And how you qualify for the program, there are some a list of, I think, seven different programs that if you're already being served by these programs, something like the SNAP program, commodities, there's Medicare serving or subsidized housing. So some of these that are being provided through Area Agency on Aging. If you have already qualified for these, you know you qualify for the program. You fill out the form, which is very limited. It's pretty much give us your basic information about you.
I'm going to stop you right there for just a second. And if you do, and if you're in the process of filling out the form and maybe you've got some questions, maybe you can't figure out how to do it correctly. You said it's very simple, but if you have questions, there's always somebody to help you fill it out too, though, right?
Absolutely. And
don't get worried is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. So the Barron Community Foundation, we've been helping people fill out the forms. I know professional hearing
Dr.
services,
Jill.
Dr. Jill, her staff is phenomenal. So they've been answering any kind of questions. So there's somebody there. We're going to take the time and help you if you have any questions.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that was clear, that if you don't worry, it's a simple form, but if you've got questions, hey, there's help available as well. So we fill out the form.
Fill out the form, and then you're going to send that into Dr. Caseworm's office, and the address, everything is right there on the form.
Right.
And they are going to call and contact you to set up an appointment.
Sure.
To get your hearing testing and
get your evaluated,
the molds, get all that, all of those, the evaluation done.
Sure.
And then set up a time on that June 4th date when you get hearing aids.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So do we want to talk, the amount of money is not really important, I guess. It's just the fact that there's a grant available. I mean, the amount of money is important, don't get me wrong. But we've got a limited amount of time here, because really by the end of the week of this week, we really want to try to get all the applications in. So
absolutely.
You know what you need to be working with, right?
Sure. Because Dr. Caseworm, they have to have time to do all the fittings. They have to order the hearing aids. The hearing aids have to come in. So we also have a limited number of slots available. So it's 120 people that the grant has covered for hearing aids.
Okay. So 120 people. Mm-hmm. So you want to you don't put this off till like it later in the week. I mean, you know, if you're looking to do something like this, you'll want to act now. So if people do have questions, Lisa, how can we find out more information about this? Where can I get? You said you can stop by Dr. Caseworm's Professional Hearing Services to pick up an application. Can we stop by the Bering Community Foundation?
Actually, the Bering Community Foundation is where you would get the application. It's available at it's available on our website.
On the website
or
too.
If you you can either stop by or you can call our office,
sure.
Which is 269-983-3304.
983-3304. I'm sure I said that twice. Or you can just look up Bering Community Foundation on the Googles and find that information.
Right. It's beringcommunity.org.
Beringcommunity.org, real mm-hmm. easy to get to. So you can go to the website and find out some more information about this as well. And then you said you take it over to Dr. Jill at Professional Hearing
yes.
Services and fill that out. So you want to move quickly. Like Lisa said, there's only there is 120, which is great, but there's only 120. And you expect it could possibly, be depleted before
absolutely.
You know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've been overwhelmed by just the response to this and the need.
Awesome. So Lisa Cripps Downey from the Bering Community Foundation. Again, the website is beringcommunity.org. Check out more information or you can just stop by their office and grab a form and fill this out. Great news. Glad to have you come in and share it with us, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having us.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Bering County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.